Dr. Sultan Abdul Hamid, you're part of the Muslim reform movement. Can you tell us a little bit about why the group chose the word reform, and what does that signify?
The word reform signifies to us that the teachings of the Quran and as they are practiced today can be enhanced by reforming their original thrust because they have become clouded or encrusted by tradition and by historical decay into practices which in general do not help a large number of people. This group, the MRMO, or the Muslim Reform Organization, was initiated by a group of people here in Long Island who all felt that their search for spiritual meaning and life enhancement through the traditional experiences that they encountered in the mosque did not help them, did not help raise their spirituality or their understanding of life, and therefore they wanted to figure things out at a different level or a deeper level.
And how does the study circle relate to the movement?
The study circle, first of all, let me describe what the study circle is. The study circle is simply all of us, a group, sitting around a table and discussing a particular ayah or a group of related ayahs from the Quran and asking what useful insight is in this ayah that we are discussing, and asking how does it relate to my experience, what is in it that will help me lead a better life. So this is really how a study circle is conducted. It sounds very simple, and it is a simple exercise, and each study circle lasts for either 90 minutes or 2 hours, but it is revolutionary in the sense that it is different from how the Quran has been taught for centuries in Muslim societies. And in the tradition that is found in different Muslim countries and also here in the US, if you visit a mosque, is that a teacher or a scholar comes and delivers a lecture or reads from a book on what a particular set of ayahs mean, and then people listen to it and then they go away. There is minimal interaction of the participants with what the ayah is speaking of. And so, and this who started the Muslim Reform Organization, found to be less than helpful because we had questions, we had unresolved situations in our own lives which we did not know how to move forward to and how teachings of Islam could help us with. And the study circle is helpful in moving forward in this process in generating spiritual insight in each of us by a very simple mechanism. And it comes about because it is an interactive process. So as I said a minute ago, the study circle works by us taking an ayah, and then each of us expressing what this ayah is conveying to each individual. The ayah in question is a phrase of wisdom, and often it is counterintuitive. Many times it is puzzling when we start with, and I have I have a perception of what this means. Right? But But it is obviously, this my perception is obviously limited because of my own experiences, because of how I have lived my life, what I have read, and the assumptions I make about life. But when I hear other people in the study circle express their understanding of what this ayah is telling them, or how it relates to their experiences, or how they have seen life unfold for them, then many times what they are saying clicks with me, and this results in an expansion of my perspective. And in this manner, spiritual growth or personal growth occurs in me, and similarly with other people who are participating. And since our discussion is over an extended period of time, and the discussion goes back and forth in an unprogrammed fashion, many people say things about the teaching in this ayah which were unanticipated, and a great enrichment in the understanding of everyone occurs. And if we participate in the study circle regularly, week after week, and we discuss a different ayah each time, and sometimes we repeat the same ayah, if there is a processionary effect, there is a wave-like effect, like dropping a stone in a pond, we see a wave progressing to a distance. If we participate in this process continuously, then every time we experience an expansion of our perspective, a greater insight becoming part of us, and then in time it takes momentum and our lives become transformed, and we see better avenues for our lives. We learn better ways of thinking, we drop our fears, we drop previously assumed limitations about what life was all about. And so people who have participated in these discussions, in these study circles over extended periods, say several months or years, their lives have become immeasurably enriched.
A few years ago, you wrote a book called The Quran and the Life of Excellence. How does that fit in to the MRMO and the study circles and the work you've done for the past 10 years?
Well, so since I have the good fortune of participating in the study circle, which means this interactive discussion over 10 years, I have heard so many descriptions and interpretations, positive interpretations of the ayahs that we have discussed, we have talked about, and many of them have been repeated over this time. And this repeated discussions have given me insights perceived by so many other people and their renditions of how a particular insight has helped them. And I have, in over a period of time, my thought process has become enriched by collecting all this information from the other participants. And after a few years of such participation, I was able to write what I had learned through these discussions and the enrichment that had taken place within myself. And so I wrote about all the ayahs, or most of the ayahs that we had discussed. And I could write 3 or 4 pages about each of these discussions, which were personal applications of the wisdom in the verses in the Quran, and that is how my book came about.
So what is the practical application or manifestation of all this discussion?
Well, so the practical application actually is in changing the way we think, how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive our relationship with God, how we understand faith, and a deepening of this process occurs. Fears are shed away from our perceptions. We drop limitations from our thinking. And the people who participate in this, they learn the optimism that the Quran continuously conveys to us. And And then as we continue with this learning for weeks and months, our internal dialogue changes and it becomes grounded in faith. And then those of us who have participated in this in a continuous or semi-continuous fashion, we have found that our lives on the outside have changed, our relationships have become harmonious, our careers have flourished, our health has become so much better, our habits have become reformed, we are able to keep our promises, and in general we have a positive impact on people around us. So the results are tangible. And it is amazing how it is an amazing experience when I look back, not only on my own life, but that of those of friends and colleagues who have participated in this process, how each of them, although they live a different life, their life have become reformed or elevated through this process of learning.
Thank you, Dr. Sultanullah.